Philip, let's talk a little bit about the Big Bang Theory. I am still having a difficult time believing and understanding that matter was condensed smaller than a pinhead and it blew up and we have the kind of structure and mass that we have today. I just can't understand it. Help me.
Sometimes I wonder how many astronomers really, really wrap their heads around it. And it's so far off of what we deal with in our daily lives. It's so hard. And I had a discussion about this with a friend of mine a few months ago, and we were laughing about it, that we've evolved on an open plane or maybe in trees, and we're used to things moving at a few miles an hour and things being of a certain size range. You know, we can see maybe a dust mote is the smallest thing we can see, and to the horizon is the farthest thing away we can see. And so our brains just don't grasp very well things that are smaller than that, things that are bigger than that, things that move really fast. And so, you know, we hear about relativity and you know, time slows down as you move faster, and we think that's ridiculous. And then I think, what if you're an alien and your civilization is you're born and raised on a planet that's moving at 3/4 of the speed of light? Relativity would be your whole life. And you'd wonder what are things like if somebody's not moving very quickly? Your brain would have evolved differently. And I think the Big Bang is part of that. You know, we live in these three dimensions. We live in this dimension of sight and sound, but of mind. No, wait, wrong TV show.
yeah, but a great TV show.
Yeah, I love the Twilight Zone. Half the stuff sounds like it could have come from Rod Serling, for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
We live with height and width and depth, and so that's what we're used to. And the idea of there being, 10 or 11 dimensions, even a fourth dimension, even if you think of time as being a fourth dimension, it's weird. And the universe is all there is, and we're sort of embedded in it. So how can the universe have a shape? How can it have a size? How can it have a beginning or an end? But that was Einstein's greatest breakthrough, was this idea that space is not just emptiness that things sit in. It's actually it's like a fabric, a framework in which we're all embedded. And an object like the Earth, which has mass, can bend this, and we feel that bending is gravity. And I got to tell you, we do demonstrations of things like this for kids. And the kids, they seem to grasp the idea, but they don't, when they look at it, you take a piece of, say, fabric, and you put a weight in it, and the fabric bends, and they like that, and you can roll a ball around in it, and the ball, the path will curve, and the ball will sort of orbit the weight,
right,
because it's falling around this curved fabric. And you say, well, space is like that, except it's not a flat space of two dimensions, it's actually three dimensions. And so it's warped sort of in four dimensions, and that's when people start scratching their head and thinking that you're crazy. And I can appreciate that, because I got to tell you, this is not something that's easy to grasp. The math, I look at the math and I go, okay, this makes sense. But to apply it to real life and say, the universe was once scrunched down to an object smaller than a proton, seems so totally counterintuitive and so weird. But man, the evidence really supports it.
Are you a believer in the multiverse too? The theories that there might be other universes?
Oh, I love this theory. The Big Bang idea that the universe was once denser and hotter, and sort of you can think of it as an explosion. That's not really what it was, but it's not a bad analogy in many ways. And you say, well, what happened before the Big Bang? Where did it come from? And
exactly,
the standard answer is, well, time itself started with the Big Bang. So to ask what was before the Big Bang is like asking what's north of the North Pole. It doesn't make any sense. But, this theory came out that the universe was formed as sort of a quantum bubble, an expanding breach in the fabric of another universe, and it popped out like a hernia, I guess, is a sort of an unpleasant analogy. But it expanded out of another universe, and there may be an infinite number of these other universes, and so you have a meta-universe. This is a really interesting idea, and it's been science fiction for many years. But I recently read that, in fact, this is a testable theory, a testable hypothesis, really. It's not much more than a guess right now, but there are ripples in space that are caused by moving objects. it's a gravitational wave. It's not like the wave on a surface of a pond or an electromagnetic wave or anything like that. It's actually a result from one of Einstein's predictions, and it's been shown to be true that space itself can ripple as objects move in it. And the way you predict space ripples from the Big Bang is different than the way it would ripple if another competing theory is true. And this competing theory actually sort of surrounds the Big Bang. The Big Bang, instead of being the be-all, end-all, would be a part of this bigger theory, sort of the way that Einstein's relativity didn't replace Newton's theories of motion. It added to them, and Newton became a subset of Einstein's theories. It's the same thing here. And in fact, the Europeans are building they're planning on building a satellite called Planck, which may be able to distinguish between these two theories. And so this goes from practically fantasy to a hard, testable science, maybe in as little as 10 or 15 years.